This is the Dharma Talk on the 13th May 2016 by Parasittachan Luang Pao Thong Bai Papasaro from Wat Na Luang Monastery in Udon Thani, Thailand. So now better to start giving the Dharma Talk. Everyone should sit in the meditation. That's sitting normal. Stay with mindfulness and listen to the Dharma Talk. In the Dharma, we have open and close. If you open but you don't close, for sure the danger will happen. Open means empty. When you open, you let it empty. But when you close, that means you have something. Don't know about the other thing. If you know something else more than open and close, consider this is not your life. It will be annoying in your life. So therefore, if you don't know how to open, if you don't know how to close, it's always annoying in your mind. And that will make lust, ignorance, and anger arise. The knower is not a person who are very good or who are smarter, but the knower is always open. It's open all the time. That's why this world, they build university and open for everyone. They open the classes for the whole years. So we should know all duties. The duty that I will tell you, that actually there is something that's always open, and inside there is no suffering. And there is something, if it closed, it will cause of suffering. So what is this? I don't want you to have doubt or question or get lost with them. If you have doubt and question and get lost with them, so you are in the circle of suffering. This is not the circle of the Dharma or the Dhammacakka. In the other words, we call the wheel of Dharma. So it's like we are studying or learning today. This is the way to learn in the circle of the suffering. So it's always have doubt, always have question. But beside that, you still study along that. But it never ends. It's like you're cooking a salad. You put many things inside that bowl and eat that, but don't know exactly what it tastes. And you study a lot, but you don't know what is it. What is the end of this? So this is called study with the question, study with doubt. This is not study for end of question. It's not a study to end of doubt. So this is the way that we study to close. To close everything, hide everything. But actually, there is no secret place. There is no closest place. Everything is always open. But we just enact of that. We just make it up. It's like study in the classroom or study outside the classroom. A person inside the room cannot see a person outside the room. And a person from outside cannot see a person from inside. But actually, they can see each other. So what they can see is the heart, it's not the eye. We choose the heart or the mind to see. It's like the thing that can open the sky is the sun, and the thing that can open the mind is the wisdom. So therefore today, if you want to end of doubt and question, you have to open. Keep it open. In doubt and question, there is the condition. But if when you reach to the end of doubt and question, you won't have any condition. That's why we study and investigate many things, because they have so many conditions in there. They make the assumption first, and then they research and investigate. Go and back like that for many times. Yeah, when they're hungry, they go to eat. When they're tired, they go to bed. That's it. And they know nothing about this. So that's why study with this system is become the birth and becoming, and stay in the circle of suffering. For the Buddha, when he start to open his mouth, is end of doubt and question. No doubt, no question. For the listener who listen and reach and understand it clearly, when they reach there, and then you get inside there deeper. What the Buddha says, with no doubt, no question. In Pali word, Nichato Pariputto. The Buddha said, is full. No hunger, no greed, never come back. So finally, the Buddha says, is full in his mind. And then, the listener, they listen, they understand it clearly. The talker and the listener become the same one. It's not different one. We are the same one. So, the Buddha said, it's like the mirror. When you clean the mirror, clean and clear. Don't put anything on them, because it's clean already. On the surface of the mirror, it's clean and bright. Don't put anything on there, because it will be dirty. Why the monk is a special person? Just one word to describe. A person who end of hunger, this is the special person. A hungry person is a suffering person, because they only have defilement inside the mind. If you want to be a monk, or you want to be a hungry person, this is your duty to choose. It's your own duty, not the other person's duty. How long your body and mind will keep hungry like this? When we listen like this shortly, then we understand. So then we decide to open, because open is different from close. It's like you open the pot, and then you fill the pot full of with the water. Even though you open the pot or you close the pot, it had no noise come inside. It's not like the empty pot. When you close or open it, it still have the noise come out. But when the pot is full of water, when you open it or you close it, it's always quiet. No any noise come out. That's why I want a human like this become the friend of Dharma. He's a person who have full with the knowledge. What kind of the knowledge? It's the knowledge of the peacefulness. I want a person who have full with the knowledge of the peacefulness in his heart. Just know normally and feel peaceful. It's not like know with many things and restless or chaos in the mind. Know and peace, this mean know of be nothing and have nothing. Know self, don't have self. That's why the Buddha said, any person, if he become non-self, so consider he is a person who free from hunger, who end of hunger. This is the real monk. The monk must end of hunger, but the peta or the hungry ghost is always hungry. So I'm telling you, when you open and make it full, don't put anything inside, don't insert anything inside, just keep it open and full. Because when it's open and full, you don't need to add anything else. For a person who have reached to the non-self or anatta, they have no doubt, no question, no circle of suffering. It's only the Dhamma Chakra, the spinning in the mind. That's why the Buddha, when he gave the first Dhamma talk, in the whole universe, the Brahman, the heaven, the world, everyone have listened. They listen the same word. It's non-self. No more searching, no more continue. If you understand what I'm talking about, then you will not waste any time in your life. You don't need to worry about your life. How many days I will live, how many nights I will live after this, because it ends. And anatta or non-self, they don't need any space. They don't have self. They are nothing. It doesn't have the wrong understanding about self. So that's why we don't need to add self inside the mind. When I tell you, so just sit normally. Do you understand that? For a person who have nothing, will be nothing, they sit, and that's normal. Because anatta or non-self is normal, but atta or self is abnormal. You can observe from yourself. If anything arises in your mind, and something happened in your mind, you will know immediately. It's uncomfortable. It's fussy. It's restless or chaos in the mind. Then lust, anger, ignorance will arise in the mind. They will happen and mix and create many defilements in the mind. But in a different way, if we just live like anatta with non-self, is let the mind open and full with that knowledge. It's like the pot that's full of the water. You will feel really comfortable and no suffering at all. is no word to describe. It's like even though the knowledge or the intelligence inside the mind, they are nothing, just only the Dharma inside the mind. And no wishes, no request, no begging, because you don't want anything. You don't want to be this, you don't want to be that, you don't want to have this, you don't want to have that. Thus we call this mind is full and don't need to add anything inside. Full and don't need to refill because it's always full. Pra-anya Gontanya, he is the first one after listening to the Dhammacakka. He can end of hunger. And then his mind is full. And what he realized after listening? He realized that everything is non-self. This is the real Dharma of the Buddha. Even though later Pra Asachi said the same thing, and he gave the teaching to the other people, and they understand the same thing. They got enlightenment. How come they got enlightenment? Because they understand the same thing. Because they know the word non-self. They destroy self in the mind. And then what remains in the mind is non-self. Thus, non-self is like the Dharma that spreads over the universe. This is the Dharma without border. This is the Dharma of universe. All the beings stay in anatta or non-self. And the fire, like lust, anger and ignorance, is run out and stop. Because anatta or non-self doesn't arise from self, but anatta arise from the natural. Is the knowledge. This is the way anatta arise. If you want to let go the closest thing in the mind, the closest thing is self, you have to admit, accept that and let it go. Don't go back and get hungry with self anymore. Do not request, do not begging and asking for self to help you again. You have to stop that. A stupid person, they worship the mountain, worship the rock, worship the tree and forest. So this is very stupid to do that, because they have self. Because they take the earth, the wind, the water, the fire as self. And they take happiness and suffering as belong to them. If we listen and understand, then you will let self, you will sacrifice self, you will remove self and terminate self from your mind. Because before that, it attached in your mind. Now you have to remove it. Remove the earth, water, fire, and wind. Remove feeling, perception, thoughts, and consciousness. Remove all of this. And then you will see, even though you live here, you can feel like you don't live here. If you go there, you feel like you don't go there. Because is no come, no go. That's why the Buddha says, when the mind reaches to this state, it's no beginning, no the end, no come, no go, no birth, no death. This is the nirvana. No health is only nirvana. If you still have come and go, if you still have birth and death, this means you still have hell. In every single moment in the mind, if you don't have come and go, if you empty from self, that means you stay in nirvana. You can taste some temporary nirvana or some kind of nirvana that stay for a while, or you can try to have the 100% of nirvana. And you don't need anyone to guarantee, because your mind will know exactly what it is. This mind will know. It's like when the Buddha know, or the normal people, when they know the same. So you can try that. Why anattata, just one anattata, is worth it for us to want to be human. No suffering and loss with suffering is so different. No suffering is anattata or non-self, but loss in suffering is atta or self. But now we take something, and that thing belongs to natural, and we take this thing and think it belongs to us. It's the form or the body. You attach and cling on the body. You think this earth, water, fire, and wind in this body belong to you. You think they are us. They are mine. But actually, they are just the element. But you think it's us. It belong to me. All the hard thing is the earth element. The softer thing is the water. And the warm temperature inside is the fire. And the coolness inside is the wind. But they are not us. That's why I say know and peace. Then you see the Dharma. Know and peace. Then you see the Dharma. Open the black curtain, then you will see the Buddha. You will see the Dharma. And don't need to go for study, for anyone to give you the paper. Don't need certificate or the degree. Don't need bachelor degree, master degree, or PhD. Because the real Dharma is higher than that. It's not about being stupid or being clever. And don't need to carry anything so heavy in your heart. Open the sky by sun. Open the mind by knowledge of the Dharma. If you can leave the attachment in self right now, you will awake and know right now. Then you will realize that, oh, actually, I have been stupid very long, long time since I wasn't born yet. Even after I was born, I still be stupid. Even though when I die, this stupidity still follow me. This is like the circle of suffering. That keep continue with me all the time. If you can remove or unlock this defilement, for sure the power of defilement, the power of Dharma, the power of the fruits of the cycle of suffering will be extinct and end right now. And you will stay in the noble path, you stay in the fruit, you stay in the nirvana. Why I dare to say like this? Because this is the way they are. When the defilement end, when the craving is destroyed, it's already like this. It cannot change to be anything. And what's it inside the mind? It's be nothing and have nothing. I don't have me, don't have you, don't have them. And what is it in the mind? No. Just knowledge. Knowledge is not heavy, it's not light. If you know and you feel heavy, doesn't mean you know stupidity. You know and you can let go. You know and you carry. You know you feel heavy because you carry still inside. And you feel like myself is lower, myself is higher, myself is equal. But actually, the self is nothing, the self is empty. So burn yourself, boil yourself, and cut yourself. And look inside, do you have self or not? So it's like one car. You separate every part. Can you see any car? It's no car, just the equipment. Or one big house. You remove everything. You take every part of it. Can you find any house inside? You find no house, but just the equipment. And the same for the human. If you look inside the body, you remove everything. You cannot find any human, any self inside. So after we can remove self or atta like this, then it's no more seed of birth. No more seed to bring you come back to birth and becoming. When you extract the self out of the mind, so the sensual desire is also removed and is stopped. The attach of sensual desire will destroy, and the mind will not consume the eyes, ear, nose, tongue, or the six senses. The mind will not consume and attach on that. And everything will be tasteless, even though man or woman cannot cause any problem. So if you know the truth like this, it means the end. Know the truth and end of everything. Know the truth and open everything. Everything that ever closes will be open when you know the truth. When you know the truth of anatta or non-self, all everything that's closed or hidden inside is open. And then you will see all the Dharma, they are non-self. You will see the Dharma, you will know the Dharma, even though you were born in different time from the Buddha or the Arahant monk. But when you know the truth of the Dharma of non-self, you will understand the same thing. understand in the same place. There is no place. There is no time. There is no age that don't know, don't see. Because when you know suffering, and when you lost with the suffering, it's in the same place and same time. Because in the past, when people know suffering, then they go to Nirvana. And when they lost with suffering, they go to hell. It's still the same like people in today. So now we have come to learn, study and practice. So what are you waiting for? Why are you still attached on self and defilement? What's the benefit of that? What is the usefulness in that? Because finally, you will die, bury and burn. Even though when your mind moving a little bit, in the present moment that your mind move, it has arise and cease so many times already. No any single hair in your body never die. And no any present moment in the mind never extinct. So how could you think this is me, this is mine? Why do you believe in this delusion? This is the darkest shadow of stupidity. Vedana or feeling, they stay inside the body. When it arises and you receive that, this is the shadow. So stupidity inside shadow. The shadow inside stupidity. This is the Vedana or the feeling. But now we are sitting and feel happy, and then later it's pain and feel suffer. And let it go, let it pass. That's it. That's what you have. So what is the word? Happiness, suffering, or equanimity? No suffering, no happy. What is the meaning of this verse? It's atta or self. But when you realize that, with the shadow, the feeling, the form or non-form, they are non-self. They are just the condition that arise. So this is anatta or non-self. And then the suffering or happiness has gone. This is the pure Dharma. What is the pure Dharma? The Buddha answered that. It's the jnana or knowledge. It's not about the jnana or the knowledge in the book that they describe. They have the 16 jnana, 16 knowledge. It's different one. So this is the jnana or the knowledge to know. What kind of this know? Is know profoundly. What is know profoundly? This means go deep, deep and deeper inside until you find the root of the craving and find the root of ignorance. So any being, if they were born on this earth, under this sky, if they cannot destroy or in ignorance, so they are still crazy, still insane, they are still stupid. But if you were born on this earth, and then you can end the ignorance, you can destroy ignorance. So just one word to describe to you, Arahanta, or the Arahant person. Because it's end of stupidity or clever. This is very much better than you keep your body, keep your mind for Vedana or feeling. Just breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Just do it a little bit. Just one piece of breathing. Can you find it? Can you see it? Is that cool or hot? Is cool or hot? They are the Dharma. You can feel it. You can sense it. Don't need to ask anyone else. A person who have been trained really well will know about this. Because a wise person always train himself, never let himself go. Never let himself go for nothing. He should keep practice and training himself. I will add something more a little bit. The mind. If the mind has anatta or non-self inside, this mind will not receive any karma. Except the non-self or anatta that the mind receives. But anything that has self, the mind will not receive. So actually, the mind is non-self. But what happened with us? We force them to happen. Example, it's like the anger. We make it happen in the mind. And then we grab it, we accept it. We force it to stay in the mind. Or the greed or hunger, when it arises, we force them, we control them. But you know what? If you let it go, don't do anything with them. It's free. It's the real freedom. Very happy. Very peaceful. That's why the Buddha said in the end, everything is extinct. It's nothing left inside. This is the real mind. No matter what, it's monk or layman, it's the same. So you know the routine. Every day you wake up, what you face, you eat breakfast, eat lunch or eat dinner. Actually, this is non-self. What we do is just like we try to recover the hunger in the body. Even though you try to eat it a lot, you eat many times a day, you eat the best foods, a good food from around the world. But in fact, what we try to do for this body, it destroying in every second, it's dying in every second. And in the end, it's die absolutely and nothing left. But what we are doing right now, it just try to recover the hunger in the body. It's like you fill the petrol to the car. Even though you feel a little bit, it can run until the petrol run out. Or even though you use the best quality, the premium petrol, to fill it until it's full or come out. But when the time comes, the car will break, the car will destroy, and nothing can heal. So the same thing is your body. Even though you have the good intention or bad intention in your body, you treat it so good or you treat it so bad, but finally, the body will die, burn and bury. That's it. So, and no man, no woman live. Just only the bone. So what is the special thing in this? What is the wonderful thing in this? Accept yourself to the defilement. Now, we are selling ourselves to the defilement. What's the defilement? It's the Vedana or the feeling. The feeling is the cause of the suffering. Because where is vedana, so there is the tanha or the craving. And when the craving happens, then the attachment or upatan happens. When upatan craving happens, then the birth and becoming happen. And today, that many people study, and what we practice and study, is not all about this.